in Greece, in ancient Greece, we see the appearance of the Pythagorean Brotherhood, as well as various philosophic schools. The Platonic school, the so-called Platonic succession, the Neoplatonic, the Stoic, the Epicurean. We mustn't think of these as schools of philosophy in the modern academic sense. In reality, at least originally, they were, in fact, spiritual communities of masters and disciples, searching for truth, trying to practice the truth together. They were spiritual communities, at least in certain respects. And they were found, these philosophic schools, not only in Greece proper, but in what was called Magna Graecia, Greater Greece. And subsequently they were found throughout the whole of the Hellenic, that is to say, post-Alexander the Great, world, especially in centres like Alexandria. Then turning to Palestine, what do we find there? We find the Essenes and similar communities about which, until recently, we didn't really know very much. And then, of course, in the same area, we find Christian churches. Churches not in the sense of buildings or ecclesiastical organizations, but in the sense, the primitive, early sense of spiritual communities. Communities trying to understand, trying to practice the teachings of Christ. And these churches spread rapidly all round the Mediterranean. And then in the Middle East, in Iraq and Persia, what do we find? We find Manichaean spiritual communities. That is to say, communities of those who followed the teaching of the prophet Mani, who was born in the 3rd century AD. And at a later date, we also find in this same area and beyond various Sufic brotherhoods. And then in India, what do we find there? In India, of course, we find the Buddhist spiritual community, which we call the Sangha, and this eventually spread all over Asia. We also find the Jain spiritual community, the Jain Sangha, but this was much smaller than the Buddhist one and of much less historical importance. The only place in which individuals did not form themselves into spiritual communities was China. However, the Buddhist spiritual community was introduced there later from India and from Central Asia. But we could say, in the case of China, that there, the literary elite took the place, to some extent, of the spiritual community. Now, out of these various spiritual communities I've mentioned, arising in these different places, in Greece, in Palestine, in Iraq and Persia, in India, in China, there are three, as it were, families of spiritual communities, three, as it were, groups, if one can use that word in this connection, of spiritual communities, which were and still are of particular importance on account of the number of individuals involved in them, the length of time for which they lasted, and also the extent of the effect which they had, the influence which they had on the groups in the midst of which they arose or into which they were introduced. And these are, these families of spiritual communities, as it were, are the Buddhist communities, the Christian communities, and the Sufi communities. And I'm going to say just a few words on each of them.